Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, the wonderful Diane Stein with Pioneers Museum. And we're going to talk about Vintage Game Night. If you haven't heard about this, you're going to now. It's going to be fun. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me on the air. I love sharing about this event. It's a fun one.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it for the first time, and it just gets me excited because, it's that historic preservation. You're teaching history. It's nostalgic. It's lots of fun for it, kind of a grown-up thing, kid thing, family-friendly. How do you couch this one?
Age 21 and older.
Okay.
So
sure.
History happy hour. We are constantly looking for ways for the community to explore history. And this is one that we've kind of done a couple of times this year. So it is an older event because we'll have after hours museum access, event admission, and of course some fun drinks and snacks.
So arrange a babysitter so you can come out and play. That's the whole idea. Some of these games, you say, date back from the 1800s all the way through the 1980s?
Yes. I mean, Battleship, which was created in 1967. And then, of course, we have Mancala with the Little Marbles, which you can date back even further. So a lot of a variety of games to choose from.
Well, you know, I'm thinking back to Battleship, and I will share with you, this is going to date me. I had an original version of Battleship.
Oh, fun. Well, and you can play a version at Vintage Game Night. So
yeah,
just have that nostalgia and have a little fun.
And you got Rock'em Sock'em Robots, too. I mean, how can you go wrong with Rock'em Sock'em Robots? Again, that's another one. I think that one was from the 60s. Is that right, Diane?
Yes, it was. And we even have Operation, and there's just so many fun games. And just kind of shows, you know, even though we think of these games as just games, it is a part of our history, and it's a way to explore the history in a fun way.
And this particular Vintage Game Night is coming up on September 26th, which is a Thursday, right?
Yes, next week.
Okay, and from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and it's going to be at the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, and that's right down there on Tijon Street. And let's see, what is the best website for us to go get more information about this?
If you go to cspm.org, so our website, you can find the ticket page in order to get the tickets. So tickets online are cheaper. $10. And then, of course, tickets at the door are a different price.
Yes.
So we really want you to get them early. And
yeah, you're going to get dinged an extra $5 if you show up at the door. But you know what? Do it anyway. Be nice to the museum because all the profits go back to the museum and you're supporting what the museum does, right?
Correct.
Okay. So it's okay to buy tickets either way. The event being open to adults 21 plus, again, pre-registered $10 tickets include after-hours museum access and event admission, one alcoholic beverage, sodas, and plenty of game snacks. Again, door tickets, $15. Additional alcoholic beverages are available for purchase at the event as well. And Meg, is this, Diane, is this an event that we might see you at?
Yes, I will be there as well as several other museum staff. So join us and feel free to chat with us. We even sometimes play the game. So we might be sitting across from Rock'em Sock'em.
I want to be red. So, Dan, I got to ask. You've played Operation, right?
Yes.
What would you consider as the most challenging bone to remove from the patient?
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be a hard one because I have to think back. You put me on the spot, Ted.
Well, I'll share you. My least favorite bone in Operation was the funny bone. That one got me just about every time.
Well, I don't know. I think the wishbone also was quite difficult for me. So I'm going to say that one.
And it's only for kids, because if you have caffeine and you're jittery at all, you're done.
Yep.
Diane Stein, Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum Development Director. It's a treat to have you on. And I'm looking forward to a full house at Vintage Game Night again. Thursday night, September 26th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. for adults 21 and up. Pre-registered, get your tickets online for $10 or at the door for just $15. It's loads of fun. You're wonderful, Diane. Thanks.
Thank you, Ted, and have a great night.
You as well.